Hello, this is Pete Beck III with ThirdPeter.com. Welcome to today's podcast, which is the part four of the Wipeout series entitled Grumbling Against God's Appointed Authority, The Traitor in Us. This test reveals whether we will support God's delegated authority in our lives or choose to speak against and perhaps even try to overthrow it. We are prone to fail this temptation because the old man is proud, rebellious, and judgmental. We realize that leaders are people just like us who always have quite obvious faults and failings. We can grow dissatisfied with their leadership and start viewing them with a critical eye. If this goes unchecked, it can lead to outright rebellion and participation in an overthrow attempt. In 1 Corinthians 10:10, Paul refers to one such case in Numbers when Korah attempted to unseat Moses as Israel's leader. God promptly destroyed him, his family, and his associates, a total of 14,700 people. We can read all about it in Numbers 16, 1 through 35. It might startle us to discover how much God hates this behavior, since grumbling and complaining against delegated authority are considered to be an American birthright of sorts. Our constitutional republic gives us the privilege of electing those who govern us. Since our leader's authority indirectly derives from the people via the election process, we may feel free to fearlessly criticize and judge them. But this is not God's way, especially when it comes to spiritual authority. This does not mean we are not allowed to use discernment regarding others, but we should always try to maintain an attitude of humility. This can get tricky when people in authority abuse and misuse their position and power to harm those they govern. In these cases, it may be necessary to speak up against these abuses or even to resist them, but always in the fear of the Lord. It is one thing to honestly resist the illegitimate use of authority and quite another to grumble and complain. In the case mentioned in Numbers, unbelief and pride combined to fuel the rebellion of Korah and his followers, producing something God hates. Moses was appointed by God in carrying out the Lord's will. We have a responsibility to support godly leaders in their attempt to discharge their responsibility to oversee God's people. Hebrews 13:17 says, "Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls as those who will have to give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with groaning, for that would be of no advantage to you." English Standard Version. When Korah defied Moses, he seemed to have some good arguments, but he was fundamentally in the wrong. Like the rest of us, Moses had flaws, but he was still God's appointed leader. God uses flawed people. When Korah attacked Moses without realizing it, he attacked God's authority too. Judgment was swift. Today, we don't always see such quick retribution against those who undermine authority, but be assured that God has not changed his mind about this sin. Judgment will surely come. We always reap what we sow. If, God forbid, we find ourselves in a situation in which we believe our church leadership is in error, we should approach them humbly and voice our concerns. If there is no remedy, we may find ourselves having to choose between resisting those in authority or finding another church. A general principle is that it is probably better to find a new church with trustworthy leadership than to engage in resisting the existing leadership in a local church. Sometimes we may need to give God space or time to work in the hearts of leadership. Patience is a needed fruit of the Spirit. In all situations, we need guidance from the Lord. If we have become critical of those God has placed in authority over us, it is very important for us to change our tune. This is no small matter. If we need to confront a leader for some reason, we should do so with a humble attitude, properly regarding, honoring, and following God-appointed leadership is crucial to our spiritual well-being. We pass the fourth big test by learning how to properly relate to and live under delegated authority, trusting that God is bigger than all who have such authority and is at work in their lives too. Thank you very much for listening, and may God bless you.